بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، so we begin today مستعينين بالله سبحانه وتعالى وحده، متوكلين عليه، seeking Allah's aid alone and putting our trust and reliance upon Him. سائرين له التوفيق والسدادة في القول والعمل. سبحانه وتعالى, asking Him to give us success and to do that which is good and correct from speech and action. We begin our subject for this semester, the subject of الآداب الشرعية. الآداب الشرعية, the legislative manners and etiquettes, the Islamic manners and etiquettes. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His grace and from His mercy, and He is the most kind and generous, Al-Kareem, to bestow upon us the good and noble manners, and to guide us to the upright deen and straight path of Al-Islam. And we ask Him to guide us to the way of our role model and the way of our qudwa and the guidance of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon noble manners? He was upon noble manners. Who said that? Allah? Allah, He said that? Where at? إِنَّكَ عَلَى إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. ما شاء الله. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and He said to him, verily, you are on a very high level of manners. You are on a lofty status of manners. And also the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to make dua to Allah azza wa jal. And he would ask Allah azza wa jal to bestow upon him good manners. Does anybody know one of those beneficial duas about good manners? This is whenever he would seek refuge from the evil manners. What about asking for the good manners? What about asking for the good manners? Allahumma hassin خلقي كما حسنت خلقي. Inshallah, we review these manners. We review these supplications and we learn them. The point is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah affirmed for him that he was upon the best and the most lofty of manners and conduct. And he was upon the most beautiful manners and the most beautiful etiquettes and adab sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that he was very nice and he was very kind and he was very courteous. And he didn't get mad and angry at the people if they made mistakes. And he would talk to them with beautiful words and he would be nice to them. And even to the extent that many of the people, they would say from his companions, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he would think that he is his best friend. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would be so nice to each and every one of them that every one of them thought that Allah, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, loved him the most. He was so nice to him, he would think that everyone who was, subhanAllah, he's not this nice to anybody except me. And he's that kind and has those such good, great and beautiful manners with the people that this is how they felt when they were around him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the point is likewise that also that these manners, they come from Allah and they're provision from Allah. And the Prophet, he's teaching us that by supplicating and saying, oh Allah, just as you have perfected my creation, the creation of my body, then also perfect for me and beautify for me my manners. Just as you have beautified for me the form and my shape of my body, then likewise beautify for me my conduct and my manners. Because the human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has created him in the perfect shape and the perfect form, and put his face on the front and his eyes on the front and his ears and everything in the perfect place with perfect proportion. Naam, fi ahsani taqweem. But if that human being, if that person, if that child, if that man, if that woman, if that little girl or young boy does not cultivate likewise the inside of their body, meaning their soul and their manners and their conduct, then they will be asfal asafilin. They'll be the lowest of the low, even if they have beautiful bodies, even if they have strong forms and shapes, and even if they have a pretty smile, but they have bad manners. This ruins them. And this is a means to earn the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the good manners and the good conduct, they lead to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كان على خلق عظيم. He was upon tremendous and great status of noble manners. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to ask Allah to guide him to the good dua. And he, to guide him to the good manners. And it's been narrated that whenever he would make dua al-istiftah, what's that? Dua al-istiftah, what's that? Huh? Dua al-istiftah. What's that? That's the dua that you make whenever you first begin the salat. After you say Allahu Akbar and you start praying in salah, then the first dua before you read the Fatiha, this is called dua al-istiftah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كان يستفتحو صلاته بأدعية مختلفة. He used to open up his salah with many different supplications. And from them, there's a long supplication. In it, he would say, Allahumma ihdini li ahsani al-akhlaq, la yahdi li ahsaniha illa anta. Wasrif anni sayyi'aha, la yasrifu anni sayyi'aha illa anta. He would say, oh Allah, guide me to the beautiful and good manners. No one can guide me to the beautiful manners except for you. And take me away and direct me far away from the bad manners. And no one can direct me away from the bad manners except for you. So we learn from this issue and this affair something that is very important, and that these noble manners are beloved to Allah. And they're the means of drawing near to Allah. And they're from the means likewise of having the pleasure of Allah. And being steadfast upon the straight path. And they're also the means to enter paradise, and they only come from Allah. So therefore, if we want to have good manners, how should we start? What's the first thing we need to know about that? If we want to get some good manners, or if we want to have some bad manners removed from us, what should we do first and foremost before anything else? Make dua, mashallah. You have to ask Allah. Because no matter how hard we try, we can never have good manners if Allah does not provide them for us. The good manners are from the provision, and they're in the hands of Allah. So therefore, we hope to have good manners, and we hope that Allah will give us good manners. So we begin in this manner. وَنَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَمُنَّ عَلَيْنَا بِالْخُلُقِ الْجَمِيلِ وَالْأَدَبِ الْحَسَنِ الرَّفِيعِ. And we ask Allah to bestow upon us, from His mercy and from His grace, the good and noble manners. The good and noble manners. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise, he used to make dua and ask for the good manners. Also, as the hadith you mentioned, or the narration of the supplication, barakallahu fiki, he would seek refuge as well from the bad manners. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min munkarat al-akhlaq wal-a'mal wal-ahwa wal-adwa, as found in Jami' al-Tirmidhi. These supplications, inshallah, we will learn them or review some of them from those that we have learned. And we will strive to use them and apply them and to say them and to ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the good manners. The sign that somebody is upon khayr, and the sign that somebody is upon goodness, and the sign that somebody is successful in this life and the hereafter, is that they have good manners. The sign of failure and the sign of a loser, and the sign of a person who has much deficiencies in his deen and in his self, is that they have bad manners. But this has to be understood in the correct light and in the correct understanding. And that is that the manners, they begin with Allah. We will study this inshaAllah. Just now we have a general and brief introduction to this issue and this affair. The manners, they begin with Allah. And if these manners are not proper and correct first and foremost, it doesn't matter how nice somebody is to the creation, it will never benefit them. It does not matter how nice, generous, courteous someone is to the creation if they're not having correct and good manners with Allah first. And likewise with His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the completion of that also is to have good manners with the rest of the people according to their levels. Some people, it's an obligation to have good manners with them more than other people, for example. Some people have more rights to have good manners with them than other people, but all people have rights to deal with them properly. Who has the right, the most right from the people, and after the messengers and the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the regular people, you're supposed to have the best manners with them, who? Parents. The parents, and from them who? And from them who? The most from the both of the parents. That one right there. The mother. The mother. But the father likewise. They have the most right for your good manners and your good speech. And we will see some beautiful benefits with regards to this from the understanding of Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala whenever we begin to study the issue in more detail. So if you want to have good in this life, if we want to have khair in this life and in this here and the hereafter, we want to truly be happy and successful. We want to be content. We don't want to be sad. We don't want to be miserable. We don't want to be losers. We don't want to be failures. Then we have to learn the proper manners and proper etiquettes, proper conduct, and the proper creed and belief and actions and demeanor and manners and the way to move in life. The way to move in life according to that which is pleasing to Allah. Because of this, He has a sharia, a legislation. وَهَذِهِ الشَّرِيعَ كُلُّهَا أَدِبْ. And this legislation, all of it is manners. What are we doing right now? Studying and seeking knowledge. Is seeking knowledge legislated? Huh? What dalil? فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Now that's the dalil, that it's an obligation to learn and seek knowledge. طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ فَمَا قَالَ أَنَسْ عَنْ نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So therefore, seeking knowledge in this gathering, for example, is legislated. So therefore, there are legislated manners to follow in that. In every affair in the life of a human being, there are manners that are legislated. With regards to creed and belief, there's manners with Allah. With regards to worship, there are manners that are displayed and clarified in the Sunnah. There's a manner and an etiquette and a proper way to pray Salat and a proper way to make wudu. And if you don't follow the proper manners and etiquettes, then that Salat and that wudu might even be rejected because you didn't have the adab al-Islamiyah Sharia. You didn't follow the proper manners and ways to do that. We understand that? Even akramakum Allah, going to the bathroom, there's manners. And there's certain things you can and cannot do if you go. And even if somebody went to the bathroom but he didn't do it right, then his filth will never be removed. Even if he did his best and his best and his best. There's obligations that one has to perform whenever cleaning himself. There's manners likewise with regards to covering the body parts and covering the awra. And likewise wearing clothes. And this has all been clarified in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And because of this, Allah, He has said about His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Verily, you are on a high status and level of manners, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know what Ibn Abbas he said about that? Radiallahu anhu. That verily, he told his prophet, verily you are on a high level of manners and conduct. He said, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى دِينٍ عَظِيمٍ. That means that he's upon a great, great deen in way of life. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, that's what he said. And he said also that that means that the deen that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah referred to it here as khuluq, manners, there's no other deen that Allah accepts. There's no other deen, there's no other khuluq, there's no other adab that Allah would accept from the people, except it is found in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he is the one who complied to the Quran. And he is the one who has the revelation. And Allah, he mentioned about him, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For who? For who? A good, verily, you have the best example in the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For who? Allah, he says, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For those who hope to meet Allah in the hereafter. For those who hope for the pleasure of Allah in the hereafter. He's a good role model for them. Naam, he's the best role model for those people who hope in Allah. And they hope to please Allah. And they hope for the mercy and the help of Allah. And they hope for the good home of the hereafter. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And the one who remembers Allah abundantly. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is our role model, and he is our example, and his manners are the manners that should be followed, and his manners, they're the manners that are accepted, and his deen is the deen that is good, and if anybody comes with another way of life, it will never be accepted from them. Who has a delil for that? Who has a delil for that? If somebody came with another deen other than the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will never be accepted. أحسنتي ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه. Whoever seeks other than Islam as a deen, it will never be accepted from him. نعم وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. In the hereafter, he will be a loser. He's a loser in this life too, but in the hereafter he'll know that. But in the hereafter he'll know that, and he'll see that, and he'll confess to that, and it will be a reality for him. But even in this life, he's a loser too. Anybody who goes against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, loser. Naam, loser. Because no matter who they are, all of the people, the angel of death comes to them. And the one who the angel of death comes to him while he's on the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what happens to him? They give him salam. Salamun alaykum tibtum. You did such a good job. Peace be upon you. You did such a good job in this life, meaning following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You did such a good job in worshipping Allah upon the sunnah. Tibtum udkhuluha khalidin. Enter the paradise. But those people, no matter how big they are in this life, if they don't follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they seek another way other than his way and other than Islam, how did the angels come to him? They come to him and they're harsh and they're rude and they're mean. يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And they're slapping in their faces and striking their backs, and they say to them, taste the punishment of the fire. Taste the punishment of the fire. These people, they had the worst of manners. The worst manner ever, shirk, and to associate partners with Allah. And the best manner ever is a tawheed. And anybody who does not have tawheed, he can never have manners that will be accepted. He can never have manners that will be accepted. His manners will never be a means for him to enter paradise. The manners, they begin with Allah. Barakallahu fikum. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the one who was upon the good manners. So al-khuluq al-azim alladhi kana alayhi nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam huwa khuluq al-Qur'an. Adab al-Qur'an. The good manners that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the great manners that he was upon, they're the manners of the Quran. And there are many of these manners and etiquettes, and to summarize them, the best part of those manners and the most beautiful and beneficial part of those manners is in two affairs. Pay attention. The best of all the manners and the source of all the good manners, they go back to two affairs. complying to the commandments and staying away from the prohibitions. Doing what Allah has commanded us and made obligatory upon us. Doing the things Allah asked us to do in the Quran and has told us we have to do them. And if we do them, we have a great reward. And staying away from the things Allah, He said, don't do that. That He has prohibited and that He has forbidden. This here is the foundation of good manners. And the greatest thing Allah has commanded is at Tawheed. And the greatest thing that He has prohibited is at Shirk. We have to have this foundation and this fundamental understanding. Now, so from here, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent with the best manners, meaning the best deen. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent as a guide and a giver of glad tidings for those who follow him and they follow his manners and they have good noble conduct like him and follow his sunnah, that they will be in Jannah. And there was people in his time, they're called his companions. You know what happened to them? They believed in him and they followed him and they learned his manners. And what did Allah, the messenger say about them? And what did Allah say about them? They're in Jannah. السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن ها ويدخلهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار. And Allah will admit them into paradises, those who believe from the companions and those who follow them right likewise in their deen and follow them in their manners, then Allah is pleased with them and they're pleased with Him and Allah will admit them into paradise. The people who follow the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they go to paradise. Following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his deen and in his way of life and in his conduct and in his actions and in his speech and in his life sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it leads to paradise. Do you know who's in paradise? The prophets are in paradise and Jannah, all of them, alayhim salatu wassalam. You know who else is in paradise? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Umar fil Jannah, wa Uthman fil Jannah, wa Ali fil Jannah. He said, all of them, they're in Jannah. Huh? Would you not like to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Would you not like to be with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali? Who would like to be close to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, in the hereafter? Who do you think is close to him right now? And who do you think will be close to him in Jannah? Excuse me. Abu Bakr, Uthman, and Ali. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. But likewise, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Talha fil Jannah, wa Zubair fil Jannah, wa Abdurrahman ibn Awf fil Jannah. And he said, Sa'd ibn Abi al-Waqas fil Jannah, wa Sa'id ibn Zayd fil Jannah, wa Abu Ubaidah fil Jannah. All of them, they're in Jannah. He mentioned in one hadith, these are the people of paradise. We would not like to be close to them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he was sitting with his companions and he said, Who would like to be the closest to me in the day of resurrection and the most beloved? Who would like to be closest to me and most beloved to me on the day of resurrection? He said this to his companions. We can imagine like this. Also for the ummah, which one of us would like to be the most beloved to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the closest and the nearest to him on the day of resurrection? Because on the day of resurrection, there's people and groups. Some people, their faces are bright and they're laughing and they're good and they're winners. And other people, their faces are gloomy and they're dark and they're losers and they're sad. And other people, they're honored and they're raised. And other people, they're exposed and they're humiliated in the worst humiliation in front of all mankind. So where do we want to be? Huh? نعم يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. Oh, you want to be out with the Prophet, with the people with bright faces. Wujuhum yawma'idhin. Nadhira. Faces are bright. Faces are happy. Faces are delighted. They're close to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is happy with them. Allah saved them from the fire. Allah saved them from the punishment. Allah helped them in this life and in the hereafter. We want to be close to Him. What did He say about that? He said, إِنَّ أَقْرَبَكُم مِّنِّي وَأَحَبَّكُمْ إِلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَاسِنَكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. That verily the beloved to me and the nearest to me on the day of resurrection are the ones who have the best manners. The ones of you who have the best manners. أَحَاسِينَكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. أَحَاسِينَكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. So this class here, this issue here, this is the deen. This is very important. And if we look into the reality of the ummah today, we find that many of the errors and mistakes, they go back here. They don't have manners. They don't have etiquettes. They don't have manners with Allah. They don't have etiquettes with Allah. From the greatest and the best manners with Allah is to be shy from Him. Is to have haya. Is to be shy from Him. That you're shy from Allah Azza wa Jal, that you will not do something that He does not like. And you know He can see you. You know He can hear you. You know He give you all of your blessings and all of this, and then nobody, He's not shy from Allah Azza wa Jal. He's shy from the people. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَعَهُمْ. They're afraid of the people and they hide from the people. And but they don't hide from Allah. And He's with them, meaning He knows what they're doing. So this is from the best of all manners, to be shy from Allah. And this is the reality of al-Iman and sincere faith, is to be shy from Allah. To be shy from disobeying Him. To be shy from using His blessings to disobey Him or to do something bad. Huh? And from that stems the good manners with the people. Being shy from Allah truly will make you shy from the people who you're supposed to be nice to and you're supposed to have good manners with. And from them are parents, and we should be shy to disobey them and disrespect them, and we should be shy to talk back to them. And they provide for us and they help us and they sustain us, and Allah has made them a means for our protection and our very existence. So we see that the manners, there are two types, and we close in summarization. The manners are two types. والقدوة يعني is two types. القدوة أو الأسوة. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. الأسوة هي القدوة. يعني the good الأسوة, it means role model, example. القدوة. القدوة is a role model and example. So from here we see that there are good role models and there are bad role models. There is al-qudwa al-hasana and al-qudwa al-sayya, and there are adab hasana jameela rafi'a and there are adab sayya dani'a wa qabiha ayyadan billah. There are good, lofty and beneficial, beautiful manners and conduct, and there are lowly, despicable, disgusting and filthy manners likewise. And there's good role model, perfect example, one to follow. And there's a bad role model. There's a bad role model. So the good role model, Allah, He said, is in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who are upon His way from His companions. These are our role models. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He's the scale. Whatever his sunnah was, whatever his seerah was, the way that he lived his life and his hadi, and his manners and his demeanor, his deen and his creed and his belief, the way that he worshipped, the way that he talked to the people, the good people, the bad people, how he dealt with them, what he said to do and what he said to not do, he's the example and role model, and whatever he said is good. And whatever he said to not do, we have to stay away from that, and it's no good. So how do we know if the people have is a good role model or a bad role model? If they follow the Prophet, ahsanta, Allahumma barik. If they're following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he's the scale, he's the role model. So anybody who follows him, huh? Then they are the role. They're a good role model, a good example, and a good companion, and a good friend, and someone to look up to and to honor and to respect. But anybody who does not follow him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should never be tricked or deceived. If we understand the manners with Allah first, we'll never be tricked and deceived. The greatest manners with Allah is at tawheed. And his right to believe in his rububiyyah and his lordship and his authority and command, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his beautiful names and attributes, and that he's worthy of worship alone, tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we have this strong manner and conduct ingrained in our heart, may Allah give us the right creed and belief. May Allah increase us in iman and in faith. Allah, may Allah make our hearts full of the light of iman and yaqeen. Oh Allah, guide us to you a straight path and increase us in goodness in this life and the hereafter. If our relationship with Allah is strong and good, then we will be able to see these manners and understand it. We will not be deceived by the big famous people and the big people in the dunya. We will not be tricked by them, because our role model is not them. And we only know who they are and the reality of that person by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they obey him and they follow his way, alhamdulillah, this is a good role model, a good friend and a good example. But if not, then they're losers. And everyone who disobeys and goes back contrary to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in reality his role model is الشيطان وفرعون وهامان وقارون. Naam, that he's following Shaitan and he's following Firun and Haman and Qarun, the evil people and the worst of all people. That's his role models, those who disobey Abu Jahl, those who disobey the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to learn the qudwa and the way is the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way of his companions, and likewise those who came after them and after them, and those who are upon that way. These are our role models and these are our examples, and this is who we want to be like. Because an-nabiyyu fil jannah wa Abu Bakr fil jannah wa Umar fil jannah wa Uthman fil jannah wa Ali fil jannah wa Talha fil jannah wa Zubair fil jannah wa Amr ibn Fihr fil jannah Sa'id wa Sa'd ibn Amr wa Talha Amir Fihr wa Zubair Mubaddah. Who remembers that? Al-Ha'iyya. Who remembers Al-Ha'iyya? You forgot. طيب الحمد لله خلاص من له سؤال. Who has a question? We end with that. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.